I'm Avi Arditi. Roseanne Skirbel is away. This week on Wordmaster, meet a young English teacher from Morocco.
My name is Lahsen Tiroula. I am a high school English teacher from the south of Morocco. I am from the city called Agadir. It's to the Atlantic coast. It's just 200 kilometers from Marrakech. I think Marrakech, lots of people know it. So it's a beautiful city.
So tell me about developments in English teaching in Morocco.
In the last 3 years or so, there has been a reform in Morocco of the educational system in general. And concerning English, now we started to teach English in middle schools, that is, just after the elementary school. Before, we just taught English in high school. So this is the first change. Second change is in the curriculum. Before, it was structure-based, it was just teaching grammar and so on. Now we include content, we teach the content through English. Like, for example, in our textbooks, you'll have units on citizenship, on environment, on human rights, on women in the world, etc. So this is why now teachers start to be involved in projects like tackling issues of citizenship, issues of human rights, and using them as springboards to teach English in the classrooms.
How do the students like that?
Well, the students enjoy it, like it, because these are issues that really interest them, they would like to know about, especially with the global changes now, and unfortunately what happened in September the 11th. Students are preoccupied with a lot of issues that sometimes are taboos. So the English classroom provides them with an opportunity to talk about it. And at the same time, they are learning English. Instead of teaching English in the traditional, boring way, you teach it through exciting and interesting issues. And that's really a big thing. And we noticed that the students, their feedback like that, and they carry out projects in their cities about these topics and issues.
So the students like it. How do the teachers like it?
Well, for the teachers, well, there's just a little problem. We have a problem of in-service training. The teachers are used to the traditional way of teaching English. So just now, a lot of teachers are not yet motivated, or sometimes they are not well equipped to do this, to implement the content into the reading. But we are trying, in our association, we have an association of English teachers in Morocco, trying to help teachers deal with this problem, but still the government and the ministry needs more efforts in this way. So it has to do with teacher training, in-service teacher training. We still have a lack in that domain.
That's common, isn't it? I mean, in other countries too, they face the same problems when they try to change the style of teaching English. Is there an example of a project that your students have done where they've taken it outside the classroom?
Sure, I can assure you that at least my students have done a lot in this, and I feel really satisfied that a lot of my students have done so much in this domain. For example, just before I came here, three groups of students did projects in their city. One did it about the effect of American culture on Arab youth. And she talked about things like students' favorite stars, students' favorite brands in terms of clothes, etc. And then the second part of her project was to talk about the American culture and to try to explain the difference between American culture and the image that we have about America in the media. This is one. And one other group of my students did a project in the city on environment, how to protect the environment in our city. They went out of the school, did interviews in Arabic first, and then translated them into English, and came to the classroom and presented, and they felt very satisfied with their work, and they encouraged them, and they felt very happy that the students can really do something with the language, and in topics that are of interest to them, that are motivating for them. So, and a lot of other colleagues are doing the same thing in Morocco, although other teachers need to do the same thing, but we feel that this is the start for more projects or more collaboration.
Lahsen Tiroula of Morocco was in Tampa, Florida for the convention of the international group TESOL, Teachers of English to Speakers of Other Languages. He's been an English teacher for 8 years. And that's Wordmaster for this week. Our email address is word@voanews.com. And all of our segments can be found on our website, voanews.com/wordmaster. I'm Avi Arditi.